Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Have a great show for you tonight. The call-in number to the show, if you guys would like to weigh in on the subject, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Call in. We in on the subject. And just let me know. How do you feel about this? Okay? Have a great show for you. I'll tell you about it in just a minute. But tonight's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call a certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. Again, that's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs or concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Guys, we have, we have a great show for you. And if you guys would give me just a minute here, we'll be ready to go. Give me just a minute. I need to answer a question real quick, and we'll go. Stand by, guys. Okay, guys, again, thank you for calling in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you. And those who are listening via show page on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening in to the show. Now, I promote the show, guys, daily on Facebook and Twitter. If you are on Facebook, you can follow the show on Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Now, you can also follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W Show on Twitter. And if you guys are on Blog Talk Radio on my show page, if you click on that icon that says follow this show, you'll be able to set that up where you can follow the show via the show page, okay? So that means that whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? Now, guys, today's show is entitled, How Can You Compare LJ to MJ? If you guys don't know who LJ is, it's LeBron James. If you guys don't know who MJ is, it's Michael Jordan. Now, here's my deal. I'm going to be straight up with you. It's my opinion. You have your opinion. If you want to voice your opinion, you can call into the show, 818-301-5834. Or you can send me an email, what have you. I don't mind that as well. But this is my opinion, okay? Now, it's come up time and time again, especially right now, and especially at the birthday of Michael Jordan, the 50th birthday of Michael Jordan, a lot of these questions have come up. Now, I believe that you can't compare the two, okay? You can't compare the two. And when you do that, you start to, you start to say that that things can't be compared because Jordan's career is over, LeBron's career is not. Now, once LeBron's career is over, I believe that you can compare the two. And the way you compare the two is you have to stack them up against each other as far as what they did over their careers. And, but that's the only comparison that you can make at that point. Unless they played in the same era, you can't really compare the two as far as games. His game versus his game, because they didn't play each other. They didn't play against each other. They never played one-on-one. So you can't compare them that way. The only way that you can compare them, like I said, is by the end of their careers. And the accomplishments that they had individually, the accomplishments they had as a team. Okay? That's the only way that you can compare the two. So, I wouldn't even try to compare them right now. That's not fair. But, you look back on Jordan's career and how long it lasted, and then if you all you can do now is look back on LeBron's career as far as what he's done to this point. Now, in order for him, he's got a long way to go to play as long as Jordan did. And he's got a lot of ground to make up in order to feel, in order to catch up to what Jordan has done. So, I can't compare the two because we aren't done with LeBron's career. Now, as far as accomplishments, I don't think that a lot of people in NBA history that played the game as long as Jordan did or longer, people that have played the game longer than he did, don't have the accomplishments that he had. People that didn't play as long as he did didn't have the accomplishments that he had. Now, like I said, in order to compare the two, when you're comparing apples to apples, you can't compare them right now. Okay? A lot of people say, well, the greatest player can't be measured on rings, how many championships he won. Well, that may be true. But it seems like that's something that they're measuring this thing upon, is the amount of championships that Jordan had compared to LeBron. And Jordan has 6 championships. LeBron only has 1 right now. But who knows how many LeBron's going to end up with? We don't know. We can't answer that question. So you can't compare that. All right? So, I believe it's just tremendously hard to compare Jordan and LeBron at this time. Okay, you just can't do it. All right, you just can't do it. And you continue to try and stack them up against each other, but you can't do it. Like I said, at this point, doesn't make sense. And as I go back and I look at, because I've come here and I have grabbed some statistics, some accomplishments, online of what Jordan accomplished. Okay, let's go and look at some of this stuff. Okay, you guys start to think of what went on here. All right? You guys start to think about this. He was This is Michael Jordan. Big Smith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame Class of 2009. He went into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2009. Six-time NBA champion. Five-time NBA. This is the NBA. Most valuable player. 10-time scoring champion. 10-time scoring champion, okay. Three-time steals leader. Three-time minutes leader. 14-time NBA All-Star. Three-time NBA All-Star Game MVP. Six-time NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. One-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year. One time. I thought he had three of those. My bad. 11-time All-NBA selection. Okay. 9-time All-Defensive selection. He was a first team and from 88 to 93. He was, and he was also first team 96 to 98. NBA All-Rookie selection. NBA Rookie of the Year in 85. 2-time Slam Dunk Contest Champion. 7-time Sporting News Most Valuable Player. Okay. He was a 2-time Olympic gold medal winner. He won the gold medal in the Pan American Games. He was a 3-time USA Basketball Male Athlete of the Year. In college, he won the NCAA Championship. 3-time ACC Regular Season Champions. 1982 Tournament Champions. ACC Rookie of the Year in 1982. Naismith College Player of the Year in 84. John Wooden Award in 84. Adolph Rupp Trophy in 84. USBWA College Player of the Year in 84. ACC Athlete of the Year in 84. ACC Men's Basketball Player of the Year in 84. 2-time Sporting News College Player of the Year. 2-time Consensus First Team All-American in 83 and 84. 7 seasons. Leading the league in scoring in the NBA, 86 to 87, 87 to 1992, and 92 and 93. Then he was scoring leader also 95, 96, 97, and 98. He had seven consecutive seasons where he led the league in scoring. Okay. Had 11 seasons where he led the league in total points. His high scoring average points per game in his career is 30.1. That's for his career. He averaged 30 points a game. He had 8 seasons where he averages 30 or more points per game. He had 561 30-point games. Oldest player in NBA league history to lead the league in scoring at 35 years old. Oldest player in NBA history to score 50 points in a game at 38 years old. Oldest player in NBA history to score 40 points in a game at 40 years old. Jordan is also the only player to score 40 plus at age 40 or older. In his final season, he scored 40 points 3 times. He scored over 30 points 9 times and 20 points over at 42 times. is, I mean, you can go on and on and on and on. It's just hard to, like I said, it's hard to compare because it's not this. It's no comparison, guys. You can't compare when his career is over. His career is over. LeBron James' career is not. Or you can compare, if you compare their careers as how many years LeBron's been in the league and how many years Jordan was in the league at that point and where he was at that point in the league. That's the only way that you can compare these guys. The only way. Okay? The only way to compare these guys is once LeBron's career is over. I really don't have to go into, a lot of other stats and things like that. That's not, that's not what this is about. Like I said, you can't compare stats until LeBron is done with his career. Okay? So you can't compare the two. They played similar positions, but different positions. Jordan could play both guard positions and he could play the small forward position. LeBron can play both guard positions. And he can play the small and the powerful position. I haven't seen him against the center and play the five position yet. I don't think. I haven't seen him play the five position. I never saw Jordan play the five position. Okay? So my thing, guys, right here is that you cannot compare LeBron James to Michael Jordan. There's no way to do it. Okay? So, if you got people out there that are saying LeBron's better than Michael, Michael's better than LeBron, you just tell them you can't compare the two. You're not comparing apples to apples. All right? Now, guys, I have about a minute left in the show. Thank you for listening to the show. And join me tomorrow, same time, same place, and we'll get it on once again. You guys, I got to get a little more rest. I have to work this evening. So take care of yourself, guys. Have a great night and have a great day at work tomorrow. Frank, and I'm over.
Fun.